time for our weekly segment with Mike Fisher of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, presented by Balcones and Centex Rehabilitation.
We will be live at Balcones, not this week, but in 2 weeks, at their great location in downtown Waco that's brought in so much tourism as well, along with what's gone on with the Silos and Magnolia and College Game Day, which is in town, and they'll broadcast tomorrow 8 to 11 over in the McLean Stadium, and then Baylor, Oklahoma at 6:30. Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Mike, I happened to be watching part of the end of that game, Browns and Steelers. I didn't watch all of it. I had things I was doing, but I happened to turn it on right before the incident involving Mason Rudolph and also Myles Garrett. And I see a lot of this. I've never seen that before. Well, I think I did a couple of times in the 60s or 70s. But your overall reaction, how the NFL has reacted, and what do you expect in the end?
Tell me again, you've seen that before?
No, I'm talking about the old school, just guys going at it and peeling off helmets,
never slamming.
Smokey,
you and me can get in a fight, and we can be stupid, and I can put my fist against your jaw, or we can be stupider, and I can throw my fist against your helmet. But I have never, and you and I have been doing this a combined professionally 70 years?
Yep.
I have never seen somebody rip a helmet off a guy, which we've seen that before, which, by the way, already hurts, and then crack the guy in the head with a helmet. Never seen it. Never imagined it. The reason that I'm so offended by it, not that Mason Rudolph might have not grabbed him first or said something naughty about his mother, I don't know. We have a social contract in sports and beyond that says we don't do that. There's a social contract that says, for instance, when you and me are walking down a hallway and you're coming north and I'm going south, what side of the hallway are you on? You're on the right side, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm on my right side. If one of us decides I don't care about the social contract, I'm going to do whatever I want, we have anarchy. And I'm going to walk down the left side and I'm going to crash into you. In sports, we have a social contract. When you go up for a dunk, I do not undercut you at the knees to send you ass over tea kettle so you land on your head and get paralyzed. We have a sports social contract, and none of us would do that to each other. Same thing in football. On every single play, 11 guys could end 11 other guys' careers. You simply go right at somebody's knee with your head, and you bend it backwards, and they're football dead, and maybe they'll never walk again. We have a social contract that tells us we have an agreement. We don't do that to each other. What Myles Garrett did last night is a horrific violation of the social agreement that says, I'm going to hit you, I'm going to hit you hard, I'm going to spit on you, I'm going to swear at you, I might even grab your testicles in the bottom of a pile. But I'm not going to murder you. And hitting somebody in the head with a helmet he's lucky he's not under arrest for attempted manslaughter. That's how ugly that could have been. And if you don't believe me, imagine hitting a guy in the head just right with a helmet to the point where you see pink and red flying out the back of his head. Think about it.
Fish, so do you think that the indefinite suspension is the right move for the NFL, or do you think they need to come out eventually and be more harsh with it?
You know, Babe Laufenberg, our mutual friend, put up a post on Twitter today. Babe's late son, I think, played at Texas A&M briefly or something, and so he practiced against Garrett, and Babe has nice memories of it, that how nice Garrett was. I believe him. I'm not saying Myles Garrett robbed a grocery store or a 7-Eleven, but it's just like when somebody commits a crime and then his mom goes on TV and says, but he's such a nice boy. You can be that. You can be a nice boy and still rob a 7-Eleven in a way. You can have a wonderful relationship with the people you love and still have gone nuts this one time. But that doesn't that doesn't excuse you for going nuts. The immediate suspension is an obvious one. Article 46 allows the commissioner to suspend him for a billion years if he wants to, and only a fool would try to predict what Roger Goodell would do here.
All right, Fish, to the Cowboys now, and last week's game to the Vikings, I keep thinking about it and thinking about it, and there have been games that the Cowboys lost that were kind of inexplicable, or why didn't they do this, why didn't they do that? That one's pretty simple. They couldn't stop the run and made a couple of questionable play calls late, and the team didn't seem to me like that was one of those losses that they're kicking themselves over because, you know, that was a good team they lost to. What's your gauge on where the team is now as they head into a game that, again, they should win pretty easily against a Detroit team without Matthew Stafford that's kind of reeling right now?
Yeah, my first take on the opponent, the Vikings, is all these opponents are the same. And my guys, Sean and RJ, on 105.3 The Fan in the Morning, make fun of me because for 8 years I told them it's a 500 league. They're all, except for the Patriots, all the rest of them are the same. The Lions and the Bears and the Vikings and the Cowboys and the Packers and the Saints and the Rams and the Bills and the Eagles, they're all the same. But you can't lose the ones at home against teams that are the same, and Dallas just did. And you can't go on the road then or anywhere and play a team in the Lions without Matthew Stafford and not win. And they're going to have Jeff Driscoll, who's an athletic runner at quarterback, and a lot of other offensive weapons. That'll be fun for Detroit. They can't stop anybody. They've given up 14 touchdowns to running backs in whatever it's been, nine games. They give up the third most receptions to running backs. They have nobody who can stop Amari Cooper. There's no reason to think they can stop Dak Prescott. Dallas should score a lot of points and at worst win in a shootout. And at this point, with where the Cowboys are, I think we'd all take that.
Mike, if in fact all hell breaks loose, something happens early, it doesn't work out, which is unfathomable. Also, so is the Jets game. If in fact that happens, there are people that may not make the charter trip back to Dallas.
Yeah, and I know you're talking figuratively, but figuratively. Yeah, we're not really saying that we're going to take Jason Garrett, you know, and throw him out the side door of the bus. But I was the guy that asked Jerry the question about the running game frustration, and maybe what I have come to call the institutionalized stubbornness of this coaching staff. After the Viking game, I asked about his level of frustration, and he addressed it by saying, credit to Mike Zimmer, Zim, our old friend, because Mike Zimmer came into our building and hung up a sign, Jerry basically said, I'm paraphrasing, that said, Zeke shall not run. And the entire focus that the Vikings had here was we're going to stop Ezekiel Elliott. And then they did it. 20 carries, 47 yards, no first downs rushing for only the third time in franchise history. The inability on second and short and third and short to gain an inch. And Jerry was crediting Mike Zimmer, basically, for out-coaching Jason Garrett. So there's a tiny crack in the armor, in the Cowboys, Jones loves Jason armor. No, I don't think it'd be a smart prediction to say this coach gets fired in season. That's not the way they generally do things here. And I would say this, Smokey, to Jerry, barring the team quitting on him, which hasn't happened yet, what magic does Chris Richard have that would bring out of his magic black hat if he replaced him? What magic does Kellen Moore have if he replaced Jason Garrett? Because if they have some magic, why don't they go ahead and bring it out now?
Yeah, I agree. And then here's the other thing. If they lose, and they won't, we understand that. But if they were to lose, they'd be tied for first with Philly, who's going to lose to New England.
and that's true. So I don't think it's as much about wins and losses as it is about winning or losing the locker room. Now, Jason Garrett, in this week where every single thing that happened wrong in the Vikings game has now got a Zapruder film on it, has a Warren Commission report on it. We're all on hands and knees all over the grassy knoll trying to figure out who knew what and when did they know it on every single mistake. And there was a bunch of them. One of Jason's mistakes this week was they screwed up what they told Tavon Austin on that ill-fated fair catch punt return late in the game. And that has caused some people in the locker room to wonder why Jason would accidentally throw the lovable Tavon Austin under the bus. So, again, I suppose you could argue that that's the first crack in that armor. For the first time, people in the locker room are going, hey, why did our coach do that? And really, that hasn't happened for the better part of people that are still on the roster for 10 years. I think a lot of this gets fixed with a win. And I share your concern about the drama and the damage should they somehow lose.
Fish, though, there were a couple things in the game. I mean, there was, 10 men on the field, and they didn't call a timeout, and Dalvin Cook got 30 yards, and those are only going to feed the narrative that, Jason Garrett's in-game coaching is what, leaves a lot to be desired.
Okay, let me say this. I'm so proud to be able to talk to you guys because you know football and you know journalism. So there's two things going on right here, and I'm swimming upstream on them, but I know that I have you guys in smart allies. One is the Colin Kaepernick story. We broke the story on Wednesday morning that Colin Kaepernick was going to have the Cowboys among the teams at his Saturday workout. I have two sources on it. My bosses know who the sources are. They are impeccable. The Cowboys decided they'd go see Colin Kaepernick. Today on 105 Through the Fan, Jerry Jones announced we are not going. Well, now some people that don't understand how journalism works, including some of my own colleagues, are on Twitter saying, oh, Fish, I thought you had a big exclusive there. Well, you dumbass, we did. They changed their mind. And when I say they, I think I mean Jerry. So you either get this or you don't. I can't teach a journalism 101 class all day long. I can't teach a logic class all day long. You as a consumer, and I believe the listener to this show can do this, you got to bring some intellect to the table. I can't do this all by myself. Same thing with the nitpicking or fair criticism of Jason Garrett's supervision of details in that game. 10 men on the field is bad. You ever seen it happen before?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too. Fair catching when you shouldn't have is bad. Have we seen that happen before?
Yeah, we have.
A coach saying 57-yard field goals are fine, 58, those are too long. We've seen that happen before. I'm trying to tell Jason Garrett's critics, without appearing to be on his side, because I'm not on the side of losing, that all these decisions happen all the time. Communication errors happen all the time. And if the team wins, then nobody cares. Nobody asked anybody if there was a botched communication on a fair catch when the Cowboys beat the Giants 100-0, because nobody cared. But I did this week in not trying to defend Jason Garrett, but trying to illustrate the truth. I asked him how many communication mistakes happened in early in the season. He said way more happened early in the season, in the first three games, than have happened in the last three games. Way more. The Cowboys were 3-0 in the first three games, so nobody thought to care.
Okay. Hey, Mike, always love the segment with Balcones and also, of course, our good friend Jason Miller, Centex Rehabilitation Center. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Have fun. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Jason Miller and to Balcones for letting me yell about stuff every week.
I love it. Get off my lawn! Get off my lawn! That's Mike.